The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, America. You're listening to the National Intel Report on this Friday, October 29, 2021. Here on RBN, I'm be your host, filling in for John Stadmiller, Richard Carey, and I do a show Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. here on RBN, Beyond the Official Narrative. If you haven't checked it out, please do. And I have a good amount of variety on the show. I'll have different co-hosts, different days of the week. I have a couple who are overseas, actually, a Dutchman in France on Thursdays with me, and an Irishman in London who comes on every Monday with me. So between they and my other co-hosts, you have a good variety. Try to throw in a lot of guests, and please check out my show if you can, folks. I do have a guest here with me tonight on short notice as I'm filling in for John. I have Paul in California here with me, a gentleman I've had on my show many times. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon or good evening, Richard, and only 5 months to go till the two-year anniversary of flattening the curve. Maybe we'll have it flattened out by then, huh?
Dare to dream. Dare to dream, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, now see, now you got me already itching to critique the whole COVID agenda, but there's, you know, what to talk about. I wake up every morning, what to talk about. It just never ends, the amount of deception these days. Now, this most interesting article today came across my eyes. I sent over to you. The ADL writes a letter begging Fox News to stop Tucker Carlson's January 6th documentary before it airs. So, I don't know.
My goodness. Yeah.
Is this the first you heard about this?
Yeah, of course. I don't spend too much time online looking at anything serious. I watch a lot of dog rescue videos and also, covers of well-known songs. Kind of makes me feel good. Like recently I've been watching the famous Everly Brothers cover of Let It Be Me. You know, it starts out, God bless the day I found you, and so on. Anyway, there's some really good covers out there. So the short answer to your question is, no, I don't know what the ADL says or even what, you know, Tucker Carlson says. But I wish I could be Tucker Carlson for a day. Just make me Tucker Carlson for one show, and I will light the ratings on fire, I'm telling you right now. I light that letter on fire, too, by the way, on air. On fire, light it, and put it in an ashtray, and then just whatever came to my mind after that.
Well, here, let me see what this article has to elaborate on this story. Over at nationalfile.com, I found this by one Andrew White. And See, they're subtitling ADL CEO Jonathan Greenblatt is begging for Fox News to stop the release of Tucker Carlson's January 6th expose.
Oy vey.
So he's frantically pleading with them. Tucker Carlson's upcoming, it's going to be called Patriot Purge, this documentary. He wants, ADL wants it hidden from public view. So there was a letter to Fox Corporation executive chairman and CEO, Lechen Murdoch, and Greenblatt called the Patriot Purge dangerous misinformation and desperately pleaded with Murdoch to reconsider airing the program because it has the potential to make people angry with our public officials and elected leaders. In the letter.
Wow.
Yeah,
let's not make them angry. Let's not make them angry any more than making them wear a mask or sending their children to school to wear a mask, or let's not put them in fear of supply chain disruptions for no reason at all. Let's not do anything to make people mad. No, why would they do that?
In the letter, Greenblatt highlighted that the ADL is extremely worried about Carlson deviating from the current narrative being pushed by the federal government, establishment politicians, and corporate media outlets.
Yeah, we can't have any deviation now, can we? Yeah. My no. God.
Can't have that.
What can be said?
Oh, it continues
these
here.
People.
The documentary is expected to expose undercover federal involvement in the escalation of the January 6th protests, something that federal officials, aside from a select few elected officials, have been severely reluctant to discuss, despite growing evidence indicating otherwise. Let's call...
You know what
Well, we'll hear a quote from Greenblatt. Let's call this what it is, an abject, indisputable lie and a blatant attempt to rewrite history, Greenblatt wrote, adding that the organization remains, ADL that is, deeply concerned that the false narrative and wild conspiracy theories presented by Carlson will sow further division and has the potential to animate violence. In his effort to persuade Fox News to conduct a cover-up of Carlson's documentary, Greenblatt wrote, "You are giving license to yet another conspiracy theory that January 6th was an inside job with the intention of rounding up and imprisoning conservatives." Greenblatt appears to suggest that potentially exposing the misdeeds of the U.S. government constitutes inflammatory rhetoric. He went further, appearing to claim that discussion of the undercover federal involvement in January 6th or the abuse of American civil liberties is neither legitimate political discourse nor spirited debate. Greenblatt wrote that Carlson has the right to make outrageous claims, but freedom of speech is not freedom of reach. However, it is unclear how honest, groundbreaking journalism violates the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Paul.
So, multiple thoughts run through my head as I listened to the whole thing and just thought about it in perspective. It kind of reminds you, these people, and we know who they are, right, who seem to want a monopoly on everything, right? They talk about rewrite history. Well, who's writing the history? They want to have a complete monopoly. They want to completely own and control the narrative on every single thing there is. And when you want to, tell another story, oh my God, it's inflammatory. It's hateful. These people remind me of the guy at work that everybody wants to fire, but nobody wants to confront. And because the minute that you tell him, he's terminated, he no longer has a job here. There's going to be all kinds of drama and histrionics. It's like I watch these videos on YouTube and other places of all these blacks, doing criminal things and then in many cases getting caught. And what strikes me is the fact that so many of them are so defiant and act out when they're getting caught, like A, how dare you catch me? How dare you think it's me that I would do this thing? And it's unbelievable to my sensibilities that people act this way. No shame, no dignity. Just overall, completely undesirable characters in society. mostly both groups that I'm referring to here. And so many things in my mind remind me of the Wizard of Oz. I love movie references and lines from movies and particular scenes in movies that most people have seen. And the one that I used to use a lot, and I'm going to use it now because it's so perfect, is that the scene in The Wizard of Oz where he says, "Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain." The guy behind the curtain who's controlling the microphone and controlling the image with the big booming voice is telling you to pay no attention to him. It's really quite something.
And when is it going to end? I mean, we have now every area of our life with censorship as the norm. Newest is this medical tyranny, or doctors are losing medical licenses or having them threatened. But parents are domestic terrorists. And transgenders who rape in high school bathrooms are protected from prosecution by the school boards in this PC inversion of moral society. I mean, it's just amazing how extreme things are. It wasn't that many years ago where a lot of these things you couldn't really even write it in a script. You'd say it's just too hard to believe.
That's perfect. Yes, indeed, it's a classic of you cannot make this up. And I think it's in staying with the theme, and this is not the original thought, but I am fully on board with it, of the more outrageous things they do, the more outrageous things they're going to do, and it's part of this, what I call, long, slow process of cultivating this learned helplessness. It's a real thing. It's a kind of an inculcated passivity where you are essentially trained to accept ever more outrageous insults and behaviors and essentially trespasses upon, your rights upon civil society. I mean, when you think about what you see on TV now or even in commercials now versus 20, 30, 40 years ago, you just would not have seen it. But now it's just right there slapping you in the face. And all the things that they put on the news that they, in my opinion, many things are floated out there on the news and the internet just to make you outraged. I call it, the outrage culture, where they know the reaction most people are going to have to this. I mean, how do you think most people are going to feel about kids, seeing drag queen story hour, for example, right? I mean, how are most kids going to, how are most parents going to feel, even if you're not a parent? I mean, how are you going to feel about that? You know, there's a story up on Renegade Tribune right now about just covering three things. Essentially, there's, I'll pull up the article right now. It's called "This Week in Education: Drag Lap Dances for Faculty, Field Trip to the Gay Bar, and Racist Gifted Programs." And so I'll just cover the last two, right? The field trip to a gay bar. You can actually see photos, and including teachers and other people saying they're so proud to have done it. Taking elementary school age children to a gay bar in Florida. Okay, this is somehow now a part of education. And then the last one about advanced programs are racist. Of course, gifted programs and programs for advanced students, they're trying to eliminate them, because naturally to have any group of students given a different sort of education than another group is, of course, racist. So it's just absurd. And I'm personally interested in that last one because I was in the advanced class, Richard.
Oh, I can believe it. I couldn't see otherwise. But yeah, I heard about that too.
I wasn't top of the class, but I was in the advanced class, which, by the way, they say right in here, the advanced program they're talking about, this one place here, was the top 8%. So I don't know. I looked at my stuff from elementary school, and I was in the 90th percentile and above in just about every category. So not to brag, it's just the way it is. But yeah, so I guess I should have been dumbed down with all the other dummies. Who knows? Maybe I could have had a better life.
Well, you're not exaggerating. I mean, I caught this other story this week. New York, in particular, New York Mayor de Blasio, for example, is phasing out the gifted and talented program. You know, at the same time, I noticed there's this push now talking about artificial intelligence and the learning gap. They want to close the learning gap with AI-powered educational applications. So I think this is about all of the replacement-level immigration. You know, I mean, it's fine if you import all these people who just don't really have the mental skill set for the sort of society that we have. You just lower this bar at the schools and regarding the hiring practices. But as far as eventually having a surf class cater to the elites, when you dumb down that surf population, you'll be able to have this artificial intelligence to close that learning gap so that they aren't capable of higher reasoning skills to ever really resist, but they're able to, just like Neo in the Matrix, just download what you need to know for flying some sort of plane or some martial art or whatever when you need it. But you know, other than that, they don't really want you to be intelligent, and you won't really be a threat to their system to possibly outthink, overthrow them. What do you think of that?
Well, sure, they're doing everything they can to ensure it happens. I mean, if you've ever heard of Charlotte Iserbeth's book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, or you've ever heard her interviewed, it's a real thing. And the schools are not anywhere near what they were. In fact, I'd love to tell this story because it's true, but a few years ago, the coffee shop that I used to frequent more often before they started the mask enforcement, but I met a guy there who was a retired teacher, and he had a business on the side because he liked, you know, being involved. He liked teaching, and his business was tutoring students and bringing them up to 1970 standards. We were of similar age. I think he was probably 5 or 6 years older than me, and he told me flat out that all the schools today are at least one standard deviation or more below the 1970s in terms of their testing standards and across the board in all topics. And I did not find that difficult to believe at all, based upon what you encounter in today's world with a lot of younger people. It's a sad thing. Those that want to avoid it have to do more things on their own. When I went to school in Ohio in a Catholic education, I was blessed because you were put into a situation where you had to perform. You know, you had to read books. You had to, you know, keep up with your spelling and your grammar because you were tested on these things almost weekly. I remember having weekly tests on spelling and grammar. We had to do a book report every 2 to 3 weeks. You know, it was a rigorous thing. And when I went into the public school system in California, it was a breeze. I lost all my study habits and my discipline because I didn't have to try to get A's or B's. And now I guess they're just going to eliminate grades altogether. They're just going to, you know, put you through the school system, and hey, everybody comes out the same. Isn't it great? We live in the land of equality.
Yes, yes, and of course, being dependent on the most mainstream big tech services for your information. I mean, you know, the youth are going to be censored from anything against the official narrative by Google, YouTube. I mean, if they just accept what is presented in front of them, what is automatically downloaded as the default browser and what have you on their devices. Everyone's used to just being able to do a search for something, not really have to learn anymore. But you don't really learn from history at the same time. As far as people who aren't specialized and think they can use such an approach. Well, we have a caller on the line. We'll get to the call as soon as we're back from the break. Stick around. National Intel Report. Richard Carey filling in for John Stadmiller. Guest Paul in California. We'll be back.
Thank you.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back, folks, on the National Intel Report here on RBN. Richard Carey filling in for John Stadmiller here with guest Paul in California. And, well, Paul, maybe we should go to the phones here. We have one. All Melissa right. In Maryland. Hello, Melissa.
Yeah, hi there. This is not a question about education, so if it's if you would rather me not ask it at this time, just tell me, because it's not on the education topic. Is that all right, or do you want me to?
Oh, this is an open forum, Melissa. You fire away.
Okay. No, I just thought that I would ask before I took you off the topic. Okay. I think that you can handle this. I don't know whether you know enough about it, but I think you can handle this. This is a question about shopping at membership clubs, at wholesale clubs, okay? And I have noticed that There are three major ones that I can name just so that everybody knows what we're talking about. BJ's is one, Costco is another one, and Sam's Club is another. And there might be others, but those are three. And they sell gas. They sell more than, you know, just what is available, you know, on the premises at the club. But when I asked them, they told me that you could not shop there without using your member number, that it was just, there wasn't a way around that, that you had to present your membership card in order to shop there. And then usually they also charge a fee also for membership. Sometimes they waive it, but they usually charge a fee. So that leads me to believe that there is a lot of surveillance that goes on, okay, that like just everything that you buy is tracked, okay, and you know, it's and then with the gas also. So my question is, supposedly, you save a lot of money by shopping at those places, supposedly, but my question for you is, do you think that since you undergo an incredible amount of surveillance by shopping there, do you think that that is a worthwhile or even exchange for whatever it is that you might save by shopping there, if you understand the question?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, very good, very good.
You know, to me, I understand what you're saying and why you're saying it, but for me, it's one of those issues that I just don't put any priority on in my life. So, in other words, if they have something that I want,
fair enough.
If they have any kind of product, if they have a product I want that maybe other places don't have, or they have it in the kind of quantity or price, then, you know, I would just go there and not even think about it. To be honest, I could care less whether they surveil me when I walk in or not. I mean, everywhere we go, we're surveilled anyway. And in fact, I once heard, just recently, I heard a story told by Ted and Austin Brower, who have a show on another network, and they were talking about the fact that he got stopped when he went to Disney World, and he was approached, and they knew who he was by facial recognition. You know, he hadn't done anything.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they came up to him and started asking him questions. And one of the questions they were asking about was he armed, was he carrying? And the fact of the matter is he was a concealed carry permit holder and so on and so forth. But again, the reason he told the story is he just walked into the park, and it didn't take long before some members of security came up and approached him. And, it, you know, he just was, you know, going there to enjoy the day with his kids. And the reason they came and approached him is because he was, one of them later admitted to him in a frank conversation after the incident was over, that, well, we had you on surveillance, and they said that it was facial recognition. So, you know, this stuff is already ongoing in many places, many venues, and, you know, I would just tell somebody like yourself, you know, if you want to do the math on savings, that's one thing, but if they have something you want, you know, just go there and get it, and if you want to have some fun, go in there without a mask. That's what I do.
Okay. No, okay. So you're I guess you're indifferent to it. But I mean that do you have a response specifically to whether or not anything that you might save is an even exchange for the surveillance that you undergo?
I'm not sure I understand that question. You want to rephrase it, if possible?
Well, I don't quite honestly, I mean, I know that you have to buy in bulk in those places. I quite honestly don't know whether you save anything or not, you know. I mean, I don't know whether you do. You know, I mean, because you would have to compare buying the same amount to, you know, in another place to know whether you actually saved anything or not. But I guess what I'm trying, the question is, if you don't care to be surveilled,
So just for the fun of it, I'm gonna go just with you on the line, and I'll mention this to Richard as well. But it made me think of something. What you just mentioned about buying in bulk and saving money.
Well, here, let's take that after the break. Yeah.
I want to finish that after the top of the bottom of the hour.
All right.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine.
And we're back, folks, on the National Intel Report. You're on RBN. Richard Carey filling in for John Stadmiller. Here with guest Paul in California. We have Melissa in Maryland on the line. And Paul, you were just giving your feedback to Melissa. Go ahead, please, sir.
Right. So, yeah, and that's the best way to categorize it. It's just feedback. It's my reaction to the question and what it made me think of. So, first of all, I'll deal with this idea of trading a trade-off for surveillance. I don't view it as anything. In other words, being surveilled by cameras in a store, I don't view that as anything I would have to trade off. Or any kind of a cost to me. But what it made me think of when you mentioned about, you know, buying in bulk or large quantities is what they've been doing now for a long time, and I'm sure you both noticed this, that you can't really buy a single item much anymore. It's always packages of several. Like, it's hard to go find a pen and buy a pen. You got to buy a package of five. Or, for example, when I used to buy tools, you go buy a single screwdriver, just the one that you need, or you buy a particular wrench because it's the one you need. No, it's now it's a wrench set. okay, or it's a set of screwdrivers. So, for example, in the past, you could buy, a single, like, we'll just take the ballpoint pen, for a single ballpoint pen for, 79 cents or $1.19. Well, now you got to have to buy a package of three for, like, $2. And, of course, it's a better price per pen, but you're actually spending more money, and it's for, a couple of pens that are just going to lay idle because you can only use one pen at a time. My mind just went there. And so when I look at these places, I mean, if you've been to Costco, and I think most of us have, what you'll see is abundance. Okay, you'll see evidence of prosperity, right? There's unlimited amounts of food you can buy, pants and shirts and underwear and socks and all kinds of other, electronics goods, right? Just stacked and stacked and stacked on tables, waiting for somebody to buy it. And it just reminds me of what I've been saying for a long time, this and other places, that we live in a world of abundance and prosperity that they don't want us to have, okay? Because if we have abundance and prosperity, then we have freedom, we have choice, we have options. So what they're trying to do is to cultivate shortages, right? It's all contrived. We, and by we I mean white people, white Western man, has proven that we can go to any biome, any climate zone, and we can figure out a way to make it work. We can prosper. We can make the desert bloom, so to speak. And it only keeps getting better, all right? The cost of production for everything keeps going down. We've never been so efficient at producing goods and services as we are now. We're certainly more efficient than we were 10, 20, 30, 50 years ago. So that's why they're coming up with all this weird nonsense to get control of us. Oh, it's COVID. Oh, you got to stay home. Don't go to work. Don't open your business. You might get sick. Oh, it's a supply chain. Look, there's a supply chain. There's going to be shortages. Oh, you better get ready. They're always trying to make us afraid of something in the future. And I, for one, am sick of it. And I feel like the exact same thing a guy said on a recent BitChute video. He's a pretty well-known content creator. And he said essentially that this thing will only end when we end it. They're not going to give it back to us. They're not going to let us go back to normal. This thing only ends when we end it. And I wish it could just be when everybody just does what I do, which is not listen to these people at all. I don't pay any attention to them. At a job earlier this year, they asked me to fill out a form, right, for certification of vaccination status. It was from the county. The county gave my employer a form. Certification of vaccination status. And they told me I had to fill it out. And of course, I didn't fill it out, and I wouldn't fill it out. And I told them, don't ask me that again. My business, and nobody needs to know. Anyway, and my attitude about everything is the same. Wearing a mask. I don't wear a mask in stores. I'll take the consequences. Most of the time, nothing happens. Lots of other times, there's drama, big argument. Okay? And a couple of times I walked out the door with merchandise after I threw the money down on the counter. If we just all did that, if just half of us as Americans did that, this thing would be over. People just ignored mayors, ignored governors with their proclamations and their phony mandates and everything else that they're trying to do, their orders. In Seattle, the mayor issued an order. You know, she can order pizza. That's all she can order. The governor in Washington issued a proclamation. What the hell is that? A mandate is nothing. It's complete fraud. It's a fraudulent term. Even the governor here in California, Governor Newsom, admitted that he had no power to mandate. He did it at a press conference. But yet people are still operating under the assumption that there's a mandate. You have to wear a mask in a store. Or the school board policy is you wear a mask. Guess what? Policy is not superior to any law. It's inferior. And if enough of these parents got together and just told them, we're pulling our kids out of school, the thing would collapse. But everybody just feels a need to obey. And to be honest, it just makes me angry and frustrated, hence my periodic rants. Thanks for hearing it.
And Melissa, anything else?
Yeah, ma'am? I was just going to say that's more than a mouthful. Okay, well, very good. Keep up the good work. And now I just, No. Maybe somebody else has a comment about this, but my thing about those membership clubs is that there doesn't seem to be a way around presenting your membership card when you buy something or escaping the identity of who bought it. So, yeah, I'm not comfortable with the situation, but I'm done for the time being.
Okay, I'll just leave you with these thoughts, Melissa. Stand up and be strong, okay? Don't be afraid of anything, and you're always going to be in good company with all sorts of other brave people from the past. And I want you to go out to Costco and buy a giant pie and have a slice for me.
Maybe I'll get some Sunday candy from there.
Okay. One of those big lattice ones, like the, you know, it's like 20 inches across with the lattice. They're so enticing. And you never eat it all.
It's so big you can take a bath in it, right? Okay.
Right.
Well, thank you for the call, Melissa. I appreciate it.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Melissa.
And, on that topic of big tech and censorship, I was mentioning before Melissa called. There's this other story that dovetails in here. The Pope is demanding Silicon Valley, in the name of God, censor hate speech and conspiracy theories.
The Pope, huh? The Pope's getting involved, huh?
Yeah. And, I mean, of course, hate speech and conspiracy theories, that could cover so many areas.
I'm a little torn on this, Richard. As a Catholic, you know, I'm not sure that I could condone the Pope getting the guillotine like all the other people I would give the guillotine to. But I don't know. I might give the Pope a chance at redemption before he saw the blade come down.
Right. Well, it's amazing. We have over in Denmark, the Danish health minister is threatening to shut down society if more people don't get vaccinated.
Yeah.
They're at 75%. They had, last year, an attempt to pass a law so that police could forcefully detain people, hold them down, and jab them. Authorities actually tried to pass that law last year, but it was struck down. Well, evidently due to mass protests, they didn't.
Imagine this for the moment. Imagine that you're a policeman, okay? Because policemen are composed of normal people. There's probably a few bad eggs in there, but there's normal guys become cops. Would you ever want to do that? Would you really do that? I can't see myself ever doing something like that. I would imagine a lot of cops just go, "Nah, I'm not doing that." You know, these people, they just want us to be afraid of what it is they propose. Most of the stuff is never going to come to pass, but it's incrementalism. In other words, it's we're going to propose 4 steps forward, we're going to take 2 steps forward, we're going to give you 1 step back, and then we're going to do the same thing. We're just going to keep pushing you and pushing you and pushing you towards the cliff until you decide to fight. And I just, again, I wish that there was a political or a nonviolent way out of this, but I just don't think there's enough people with courage. People just had courage and just said to these people, "No, I'm not closing my business. Screw you." Right? "No, I'm not wearing a mask." You know, I mean, all the things that anybody can do to just live their life. These people have zero authority and zero power. They have zero authority under the law and under the construction of most Western government law system. The executives are indeed constrained and separated from the other branches of government. Most of these Western governments have a form of a parliament or a Congress or some sort of a body of representatives that vote on such things as laws, and the executives just, you know, sign them into law and so forth and so on. So it's very similar. You know, it might not be exactly the same as in the U.S. with all our checks and balances, but it's going to be along the same line. And so nothing, they can't do anything. That's what, it's so frustrating to me. You know, I got no problems with any mayor or governor or anybody, board of supervisors. I never see them. I never interact with them. And they've never tried to enforce anything on me. But in this fake pandemic, it's my fellow man, my fellow store clerk and store manager. They're the ones that are asking me. They're requiring me. As I've said to many people to their faces, I said, if the government or the governor can't require me, and he hasn't required me to wear a mask, or the mayor, because there is no law, then how can you require me? You know, these people, they're just perceiving that the authority exists, and then they perceive that somehow they've been delegated the authority, and neither one of them is true. So the Danish prime minister can't order shit. He can order, I'm sorry for the S word, he can order pizza. That's about all he can order.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully there's enough Danish people that think and feel that way and are just going to reject any such idea that any government authority can be used to compel a medical procedure. I don't know what's written in their charter or their constitution, but I'm pretty sure that's not in there.
I noticed an interesting story regarding Jewish involvement in China, or rather the opposite. Evidently, there's a shift they're suggesting regarding China's investment with Iran, and that this is going to shift power away considerably. In Israel's image, a threat to the free world, for Iran to have more markets. Basically, the sanctions will be irrelevant due to these new partnerships with China. Iran can prosper more. And, it's just pointing out how it could significantly weaken or split world Jewry, as one Chris Black was suggesting. What do you think of this? It's a $400 billion agreement China signed with Iran, altering the correlation of forces in the Middle East.
Good for them. Here's this concept of quote-unquote power. I don't know what they're talking about. What do they mean, power? Purchasing power? Is that what they're referring to? Because the other type of power they all want us to believe exists is really just force and violence. And when people just want to do business together for mutual benefit, they want to exchange one thing for another. You have something I want, I got something you want, let's get together. That's all this is. And the Jewish mafia, which is what they are, they're the biggest crybabies in the world when any little part of their monopoly is threatened. When you don't do what it is they want you to do, or you don't give them the kind of business that they want or that they have been accustomed to receiving, well, they're gonna turn heaven into hell to get things their way. This is the nature of who they are and what they've done for a very long time, and we have to start, getting it through our heads that that's what we're dealing with.
One more thing pointed out in this article. In the 1980s, Japan was rapidly growing in power and influence, and it was feared it would challenge the U.S. influence in Asia, first chance that they had. So the Reagan administration had the U.S. companies outsource everything to low-wage nations such as China in order to undercut Japanese manufacturing.
And so how did that help us in the end? Think about that. Think about, I'm going to help myself by hurting you. In other words, if you want to compete, make a better product. Okay, that's it. Isn't that the essence of free enterprise and free market? But what these people love to do is to go ahead and to do things to harm your business or to undercut your business. And why? Why? Who does that? Is that human nature? Is that your nature? No, but it's these people's nature.
Oh, and did you hear the story about how Biden wants to give separated illegal immigrant families $450,000 per person in compensation?
Yeah, I know. Everybody's been talking about it. It's just more of the outrage culture. It's an absurdity. And who knows if it even will come true. I doubt it. But, the thing is, they're always trying to show you, and rub in your face the fact that you are helpless and they have complete control. They can distribute money any way they want. They can bring in all these people and pay for them. And you don't have a safe, they want you to vote. Vote harder. That's what we're not doing. We're not voting hard enough, Richard. And we're not voting often enough. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, vote harder.
Well, yeah, that's my off the cuff reaction to that story. When you hear it, you just think it's stupid and outrageous, and I doubt that they are going to to gift any of those people $450,000 or whatever amount it is they say. But, you know, if they do, it's their checkbook. What can I do about it?
Indeed. Well, we have a...
And I don't see it. By the way, where I live for a long time, I don't see these illegal alien-type people owning homes. Okay? So, they're living in the poor quarters, as the Simon and Garfunkel song said, the poor quarters where the ragged people go. That's where I see them. I don't see them, prospering.
Right, well, we have a caller on the line, and we'll get to you right after the break, sir. Stick around,
good.
Folks.
Good.
Paul, I'll be right back.
We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
we're back, folks, here on the National Intel Report. Richard Carey filling in for John Stadmiller, here with Paul in California, and we have Derek in Florida. Derek in Florida. Hello, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, I got a quick question for your guest. Is the statute law, is it enforceable?
Well, a statute is code, and it depends on the, I would say, the situation. But I think if you've ever spent any time online looking at the whole, you know, the whole so-called, school of thought, you know, common law versus statute law, so on and so forth. So as an example, it's unlawful to burglarize somebody's house, okay? Now, that is actually both a common law offense as well as a statutory offense, all right? But, for example, most of the time people get confused with statutes because they think that they can compel behavior. And most statutes, when you look at them, are prohibitory, just like common law. So, for example, common law, you can't rob, you can't rape, you can't steal, you can't, you know, vandalize, you know, commit arson. So all they've done is they've codified all these common law crimes and attached a, you know, a number, you know, made them statute. So that's in a couple of minutes, it's really the best I can do. There's a whole lot more to it, you know, because it also comes down to, are you a corporate fiction? Are you a person? Or are you a man, like they call the living man, the living woman?
Right.
Yeah. Well, you got anything really specific you can ask me?
Yeah. In Florida here on statute, section 876, there's a few items there to talk about mask wearing. Like you can't walk down the road on public way with a mask on, anybody 16 and older. And everybody's doing it. And I was just wondering if that, you know, if that's enforceable.
Okay, so in other words, it's prohibiting the wearing of a mask. Is that right?
Yes, there's like three of them. If you go to chapter 876.
Isn't that interesting, by the way?
Yeah, there's like three or four of them on there. And then there's also another little section on there about communism, if you'd like to, where that's
right.
Not allowed.
No. So I did dabble in this arena for about 3.5 years or so. I spent a lot of time online studying. Before that, I had been to court multiple times, mostly for traffic cases and trying to help other people in traffic or tax cases. So I know a little bit about some of the various approaches and theories in terms of the common law, statutory law, and how to do, you know, some motions and briefs, things like that. So it just depends on what arena you want to play in. But as I said, this law that you just talked about is prohibitory. It doesn't compel behavior. It just says what you can't do. And I had already heard about many jurisdictions having laws against wearing a mask, like when you walk into a store, I mean, for obvious reasons. And now, of course, they're pretending those laws don't exist, and they're pretending that there is an actual authority that can require a mask when in reality there is none. I mean, they don't even
try. Derek, do you want us to hold you over through the break?
Yeah, I just got one more thing to say. I appreciate it.
Sure. Okay, folks, we'll be right back after station identification. Stick around for hour number two of the National Intel Report. Richard Carey filling in for John Stadmiller.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.